Confidentiality in tight communities, what a chaplain must guard. In motorcycle club chaplaincy, confidentiality is not a side issue. It is central to trust. In tight communities, people remember what was said, who said it, and where it traveled. They remember who protected confidence, and they remember who did not. A motorcycle chaplain may serve in spaces where relationships run deep. Loyalty matters. History matters. Respect matters. People may have known each other for years. Some may have ridden together through joy, conflict, injury, funerals, and loss. In that kind of setting, careless speech can do real damage. A chaplain must become known as safe. That does not mean secretive in an unhealthy way. It means trustworthy. It means careful. It means the chaplain does not repeat private conversations for social value. It means the chaplain does not trade information in order to gain access, prove closeness, or seem important. Many people in motorcycle communities live with guardedness for a reason. Some have been betrayed. Some have seen relationships fracture because somebody talked too much. Some have learned to test whether a person is safe before opening their heart even a little. So when a chaplain handles private conversations with dignity, the chaplain is doing more than following a rule. The chaplain is protecting the person. This is part of whole person care. Human beings are embodied souls. What happens in conversation affects the heart, the body, the mind, relationships, and spiritual openness. When trust is broken, the wound is not only social. It can become emotional and spiritual as well. A wise chaplain knows the difference between private care and public talk. If someone shares grief, fear, marriage strain, relapse fear, anger, or spiritual confusion, that is not material for casual discussion. Even prayer requests must be handled carefully. Some people want prayer, but they do not want their struggles spread around in the name of concern. At the same time, confidentiality has limits. A chaplain should never promise absolute secrecy. If someone is in immediate danger, if abuse is being disclosed, if a child is at risk, if a vulnerable person is being harmed, or if there is a serious threat of violence or self-harm, the chaplain may need to involve appropriate help. That is not betrayal. That is responsible care. It helps to say this honestly and early. A chaplain can say, "I will treat this with care, but if someone is in danger, I may need to get help." Clear speech protects trust better than vague promises. Confidentiality also means resisting curiosity. A chaplain does not need to know everything. Just because information is available does not mean it is useful to ask for it. Good chaplains do not collect stories. They care for people. This matters especially in club-connected settings, memorial rides, hospital waiting rooms, recovery conversations, family meetings, and roadside follow-up moments. People are often speaking from pain. Pain makes words heavy. Pain also makes people vulnerable. So what must a chaplain guard? Guard the person's dignity. Guard the conversation. Guard your own tongue. Guard against becoming impressed by having inside knowledge. Guard against using spiritual language as a cover for gossip. Guard against careless prayer sharing. Guard against becoming a middleman for people who should speak directly to one another. A trustworthy chaplain becomes steady in speech. Calm, clear, careful. That kind of presence builds credibility over time. In motorcycle chaplaincy, people may not remember every word of your prayer, but they will remember whether you are safe. And when they know you are safe, doors open slowly and honestly. That is a gift.